Today's show is brought to you by Built Bar, the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off on your next order. Welcome to Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on all things Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group, and on today's show, I'll get into whether or not the Warriors should trade for James Harden.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, well, sometimes I can have a dumb tweet. And yesterday was one of those times. Yesterday, there was news that the Rockets wanted a certain amount of things for James Harden, and I went and looked to see if the Warriors had those things. And it turns out that based on the criteria that the Rockets are reportedly looking for, and this is from a report from ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, who's as good as anybody, said that what Houston wants for Harden is a blue-chip young player and several first-round picks and or several young players. And so the Warriors can't really offer the best package, I don't think, but if the Rockets don't want to deal James Harden to Philadelphia, and if the Brooklyn thing doesn't work out, well, then why wouldn't the Warriors be able to get into the mix? And I do think that Bob Myers has thought about this. It's his job to think about this. So I tweeted, just saying, the Warriors could meet Houston's criteria for James Harden by lifting protections on the 2024 pick to Memphis, send Minnesota's top three protected 2021 pick, their own 2026 pick, swaps in 22, 23, and 25, Wiggins and Wiseman. That's two firsts, three pick swaps, and a blue-chip young player. So my mentions weren't very kind to me yesterday, and I will say this. I wasn't saying that the Warriors should do that. I was just saying that the Warriors could offer that. And that's my fault for not clarifying that. I suppose that based on that tweet, it sounds like I think the Warriors should do that. I'll get into that in a little bit, but I think it's worth at least getting through some of these replies that were harsh and direct. Yenry writes in, I wouldn't even trade Wiggins and Wiseman alone for Harden. Wiggins and Wiseman are important parts of the future. You underestimate both Wiggins and Wiseman. They're going to be great for us this year. I've been maybe one of the most bullish people on Andrew Wiggins. I think he's going to be a really good fit with the Warriors. I know that I've been low on Wiseman. I think there are major questions. I don't think that Wiseman should be expected to come out of the gate as even the starting center for the Warriors. The Warriors themselves are keeping expectations low. I like Wiseman as a person. I have nothing but respect for what he did in leaving Memphis and putting the middle finger up to college basketball, the NCAA. I love that. I love that about James Wiseman. I have nothing but respect for him and his character. All I'm saying is I have questions about his game, and I think that's fair. There's a reason why there is no consensus number one guy in this draft, is because they all have question marks. I don't think I'm out of line for questioning the game of a 19-year-old. I'm not saying, and him being 19, he could get better, but right now I just think expectations are just a little high, and I'm just trying to push back on that a little bit. Let's see here. I think I could safely say that Harden coming here, and this is from Terry D. I think I could say Harden coming here and giving up those young guys would piss off a lot of fans. Stop already. Again, my fault. Sorry. I did not mean to say that the Warriors should trade all this stuff for James Harden. Didn't mean to incite things. Let's see here. Curry Colt says, don't want him. Harden would never lose again until 2024, says Lou 3-Point God. I got a bunch of gifts about shut your dirty little mouth. Let's see here. There's some other good ones. There's some other good ones here. Yeah, BBH writes in, LOL, you want the Warriors to mortgage their entire future so you can cover Harden playing with Steph for 1 year. Only a fool would give all of that up for Harden, who is 31 and doesn't play defense or team ball and cares more about going to rappers' birthday parties than playing. That one was maybe the most harsh, because this guy is saying that all I want to do is cover a team with Steph and James Harden. I don't want to cover a team with Steph and James. No thanks. That is way too much drama. I would rather write about basketball. I would rather write about personalities. I would rather write just good stories. I don't want to cover the drama of Harden and being in Golden State. No, thank you. I don't want to cover that team. Or I prefer not to, if I had to pick. But I get it. Again, my fault, okay? I sent a bad tweet. I get excited about this team-building stuff, right? I like to see the sort of things that teams can offer. I like to survey the league and see what team could possibly land James Harden, because wherever he goes, that team becomes a playoff team. And depending on where Harden goes, that team could become a title contending team. So I was just interested, okay? I'm sorry. It was a bad tweet. It was a bad tweet. It was my fault. It was my fault. Please stay out of my mentions. I'm sorry. I messed up. But there are... It's a question worth asking, right? What would you be willing to give up for James Harden? We'll talk about that next. But first, let's talk about Built Bar. If you're like me, when you get hungry, you can make bad decisions. But the best way to avoid blowing your diet is to be prepared. That's why I always have a box of Built Bars in the kitchen. Not only is this the best tasting protein bar I've ever had, it's the most healthy and it fills me up while I'm busy or I'm on the go. With 18 amazing flavors, including new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and apple almond crisp, Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate and soft and easy to chew. They taste like a candy bar, but they're low calorie and low sugar while also being high in protein and fiber, making them perfect for keto and other low carb diets. And I've got to admit, I haven't been the best at dieting lately, but you know what? That's what this part of the year is for. You're good for 10 months out of the year in the November, December. I'm just going to eat what I want to eat, okay? And some of that's Built Bars, some of it's not Built Bars. Sometimes it's a cookie. Sometimes it's a candy cane. Sometimes it's pie. Sometimes it's a plate of pasta. Whatever. But those little times that I do feel guilty and I do want to do something healthy that's also tasty, I will go ahead and grab a Built Bar. So go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off on your next order plus a free cooler with purchase. Put the Built Bars in the cooler with some ice to get them nice and cold. That's the move. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, so we're getting into this James Harden stuff, and what would the Warriors be willing to give? What should the Warriors be willing to give up for James Harden? Well, the fit, I got into it a little bit earlier this week, but I think the fit is actually better than people are giving it credit for. No, he doesn't play defense, but man, offensively, he's going to replace almost everything that you lost when Kevin Durant left, right? I mean, he's one of the best isolation scorers in the game. He, whenever the half-court offense gets into a rut, he can get you out of that rut. That's his whole deal. And you have him drawing as much attention as he does, and Steph Curry drawing as much attention as he does, James Harden will never have played with more space, and Steph Curry is going to have the freedom to do anything he wants. He can play on the ball and kick out to James Harden, who's a good shooter himself. He can play off the ball. And you're not going to be able to double Steph. I mean, it's the same thing that teams had to deal with Kevin Durant. You can't double both of them. And no, it's not a perfect fit. Of course not. But the Warriors, they're past the luxury of perfect fits. Okay, welcome to the rest of the NBA. Not everything is always a perfect fit. They don't get to have that luxury anymore. Yeah, you can make little changes. You can trade D'Angelo Russell for Andrew Wiggins, a like-for-like player, one that plays more of a position of need than the other one, who is a better fit. Yeah, you could do that. You get to be picky that way. But when it comes to your superstars, you don't always get to be picky. Sometimes you just got to take talent. That said, defensively, there would be an issue. And the Warriors want to be a defensive-minded team. And I don't know that having Steph Curry and James Harden in that backcourt, and even when you get Klay Thompson back, we don't know what he's going to look like when he comes back from this Achilles tear. I would venture to say he's not going to be the defender he was. I don't know if he's going to be a bad defender. He's not going to be this elite stopper that he was before these two major injuries. Draymond Green, he's aging. I don't know where the defense, the elite defense, is coming from. And so I would hesitate with Harden. Because as good as that team could be on offense, if what you're trying to be is a defensive-minded team and then figuring it out on offense, James Harden does not fit that. Now, you can change your priorities if you get Harden. But it's still going to be really hard to win. Even with an offense like that, it's going to be really tough to win. And I would have questions about James Harden's playoff record. But in the regular season, guy is a top three MVP candidate every season. And he deserves to be. But he has put up stinkers in the playoffs, man. Like, just absolute stink bombs. And I would have my questions about bringing that kind of player in. I would. I don't think it's entirely always him to blame, but he hasn't been very good in a lot of these games. That said, I mean, what would you trade? We had that. I read that one tweet, that one reply earlier. I wouldn't even trade Wiggins and Wiseman for James Harden. I don't know. How high are the Warriors on James Wiseman? Pretty high. But so high that you wouldn't give him up for James Harden? I don't think they would. I don't think that they would. Especially if you had to include other first-round picks. James Wiseman, to them, is the insurance. He is the guy who in 2026, 2027, if he is in his prime, then you can keep winning. You can win now without having to mortgage your future, and you can keep winning for years to come when Steph and Clay and Draymond are aging out of their prime years. And even if you do trade James Wiseman and the Minnesota pick coming over from next year, you better trade those assets for somebody who is young and can just as much or if better extend this window. So yeah, maybe you get rid of 19-year-old James Wiseman, but if you get back 26-year-old whoever, 27-year-old whoever, 25-year-old whoever, well, that player is just entering his prime. So that's okay. That's what you do it for. James Harden is 31 years old. I wouldn't do it for him. Now, let's say it was Klay Thompson's salary. Well, now you got to at least think about that, right? You have to at least think about that, don't you? I mean, Klay Thompson, coming off these injuries, having just signed that huge deal, he's going to be making $35 million this year, $38 million next year, $40 million the year after that, and $43 million in 2023-2024. Now, somebody came out and said that that was one of the worst contracts in basketball after he had signed it. I thought that was harsh. But looking at it now, coming off of an ACL and an Achilles injury, this could be an albatross of a contract on these books. You hate to talk about Klay Thompson that way. He's still going to be a good shooter. He's just not going to be the player he was. This is a lot of money. Would you trade that for James Harden? If you're Houston, would you even take Klay Thompson? Probably not. You would still ask for Wiseman or this Minnesota pick or something like that. But salary-wise, it gets it done. Gets you close. Maybe it's Klay Thompson and Eric Paschal and Minnesota's pick. You at least think about that, right? You don't know where this Minnesota pick is going to be. You at least think about that, don't you? Still, I think the variance is too much where it could completely bottom out. Defensively, you could be so bad it doesn't matter how good you are on offense. And Harden's 31. He's not extending this window. Stylistically, there's questions. And then moreover, culturally, there are really big questions I have. Like, bringing in James Harden just doesn't... He's not a Warriors type of guy. Much too casual. You don't want a guy who's going out and partying every night. That's just not what the Warriors do. Steph Curry goes home and hangs out with his wife and plays with his daughters. You know, Klay Thompson likes to go home and play a Nintendo 64. James Harden doesn't fit culturally. And I bet you that when Bob Myers thought about James Harden, and I'm sure he did, it's his job. I think when this front office started thinking about Harden, and maybe they even put a call in, but that to me, when you get to the basketball fit, you could talk yourself into the basketball. James Harden's really good, man. He's a top six player in this league. He is really good. But when you start talking yourself out of it, it's when you start thinking about the culture fit and how quickly this thing could go south. And given his age and the fact that there's just not much upside there anymore, that's where it stops. And that's why I think the Warriors won't trade for James Harden and why the Warriors should not trade for James Harden, despite my tweet from Tuesday. I do not believe that the Warriors should trade for James Harden. What I laid out in the tweet was much too much to give up for James Harden, and I would stop short way before giving all that stuff up. There's also an opportunity cost involved. All those assets you can use to trade for somebody else. All right, I want to change topics and talk a little bit more about Andrew Wiggins next. This is Locked On Warriors. Every day this week, I'm breaking down a key question facing one of the Warriors players in training camp this week. And yesterday, I talked about Kelly Oubre's shooting. Today, I want to talk about Andrew Wiggins, and specifically if he can replace Andre Iguodala. There's been so much talk about Andrew Wiggins replacing Harrison Barnes, and some of that's true. The Warriors used Wiggins, even in the 12 games that he played last year, used Wiggins in much the same way offensively as they used Harrison Barnes. Played him in the corner, he attacked closeouts, a lot of those same triangle actions that they used when Harrison Barnes was in Golden State, they did that with Wiggins. And so I think you'll see him do that. But then Steve Kerr was talking yesterday about the need to create offense in that second unit. When Steph Curry is on the bench, who creates offense? And he said that we could see Andrew Wiggins and Kelly Oubre possibly both getting minutes with Steph off the floor running the second unit. Or maybe, he added, maybe just one of them. And so I know when we talk about Andre Iguodala, we tend to focus on the defense. Nobody's going to be the defender Andre Iguodala was. Not on this team. He was just so smart, and his basketball IQ was just so high. He was such an elite one-on-one defender. There's nobody on this roster that could do what Andre Iguodala did with his anticipation, all of that stuff, his hands, all of that. But Wiggins has a similar body, and I think just from a frame, from a stature standpoint, he could defend a lot of those same positions that Andre Iguodala did. So he'll do his best there. Offensively, that's what I think about with Iguodala too, who helped run the second unit offense when Steph Curry was on the bench, right? He was a great facilitator, a good ball handler. Was able to push the pace. I think Wiggins can do that. I trust Wiggins more than I trust Kelly Oubre to do that. I think Oubre I trust more as a pure scorer. But with Wiggins, he ran offense in Minnesota. He has experience running pick and roll and leading the show. And he doesn't want to do that, not with the first unit, but you ask him to go from running pick and roll after pick and roll with the Timberwolves. And by the way, I wrote about this in a profile I did on Andrew Wiggins for themercurynews.com. You can check it out today. It's up there. But he's going from running pick and roll after pick and roll in Minnesota to Golden State, where in that starting lineup, his job is going to be so much easier. Hit open three-pointers, cut to the basket, play good defense consistently. But even if he was doing it in the second unit, where he's running pick and roll in the second unit, or just running offense, ball handling more, that's still much easier than having to do it against starters and for entire games like he did with the Timberwolves. And it's telling to me that Andrew Wiggins, over the summer, this offseason, spent a lot of time working not just on his three-point shooting, which we know is going to be important in the starting lineup, but also on his ball handling, which is going to be important in the starting lineup, sure, but more important in the second unit. And so I wonder if Andrew Wiggins is the guy to run the second unit offense, and if in that way he replaces Andre Iguodala. Not Harrison Barnes, but Andre Iguodala. Maybe Harrison Barnes as a starting unit guy, and then he morphs into the Andre Iguodala role when Steph Curry is on the bench. That, to me, is one of the things that the Warriors are trying to figure out in training camp this week. That'll do it for today. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, say nice things about the show. Thank you to Built Bar for sponsoring the show. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to wgoldberg@bayareanewsgroup.com. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And I'll see you here tomorrow morning.